It happened fast. 32 minutes for one world to die, another to be born.
"What did you say?"
Richard said. And then he heard. Both of them heard the sound of the alarm. The one that was never, ever supposed to ring. A great atonal buzzing that ricocheted across the open compound so that it seemed to come from everywhere at once. Security breach. Subject containment. Level 4. Richards turned quickly to look toward the chalet. He swung around to point his gun at the spot where Doyle had stood. Doyle was gone. "God damn," he thought. And then he said it, "God damn!" Now there were two of them on the loose. He quickly scanned the parking lot, hoping for a shot. Lights came on everywhere, bathing the compound in a harsh artificial daylight. He heard shouts from the barracks, soldiers running. No time to deal with Doyle now. He raced up the steps of the chalet, past the sentry who was yelling at him something about the elevator, and took the stairs to L2, his feet barely touching the steps. The door to his office was open. He quickly scanned the monitors. Zero's chamber was empty. Babcock's chamber was empty. All of the chambers were empty. He hit the audio feed. "Sentries, level 4. This is Richards. Report." Nothing. Not a word in reply. Quickly, he called up the monitor for the sentry post on L3. A broad mural of blood was on the wall. The sentry, Davis, was slumped on the floor below it, his face pressed to the tiles as if he were probing the ground for a lost contact. A second soldier stepped into view, and Richard saw that it was Paulson, holding a .45. Behind him, the doors to the elevator stood open. Paulson looked straight into the camera as he holstered the gun and removed the grenade from his pocket. Then, two more. He pulled the pins using his teeth and rolled them into the elevator. Then he took one more look at Richards, who saw his empty eyes, drew the .45, raised it to the side of his head, and pulled the trigger. Richards reached for the switch to seal the level, but it was too late. He heard the explosion ripping through the elevator shaft, and then a second blast of sound as what was left of the car went sailing to the bottom, and all the lights went out.